Hi, I'm Danny, and welcome to the Anything Goes podcast. That's right, it's a podcast. Open this bee. I really want to do a podcast because I love yapping for almost an hour. I'm going to try to, but I thought my first episode would be just me yapping. Day one yap. First day yap. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm bored. I'm not like necessarily bored, but I'm bored. But yeah, so I thought today's first episode I would take some personality quizzes. So you guys get to know me. Cause I'm the host. I'm the slay. First things first, what we're probably going to have every time. Catfish. My cat's in my lap. I'm sorry. If anyone named Catfish got really shocked, I'm so sorry. But first things first, a Red Bull. Ooh, it's the summer Red Bull. The Juneberry Red Bull. I'm going to try not to drink that on the mic. But yeah, I'm really excited for this. Genuinely very excited. But I have the worst ADHD known to man, so hopefully I can stick on fucking topic. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to take this quiz. We're gonna have so much fun. You guys are gonna learn so much about me. Also, I'm gonna say hi to my cat who won't stop cleaning herself in my lap. Say hi. I love you. Get the fuck. Oh, I got to feed my cat. Okay, see, this is what I mean, ADHD wise. I literally forget everything. Hunger. You hungry? Yeah, stand right in front of the fucking thing. Eat. Go eat. Okay,
that'll distract her.
That might be cut or it might not. We'll never know. All right. Okay. I regularly make new friends. No. I am, out of my friend group, I am probably the most introverted one. So, very disagree. I'm good at making friends. I'm like okay at making friends. But I wouldn't say that I'm going out of my way to be like, oh yes, let's be friends right freaking now. No. Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple, straightforward ones. I'm going to say I agree a lot because, well, I don't know. I want to say 50-50 because I love crazy ideas. But at the same time, if you take too long to explain something to me, I think I might cry. I might be like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I'll be like somewhat agree. You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than by factual arguments. Oh, I didn't even explain what test I'm doing. People who are listening to this, I'm so sorry. I'm doing the 16 personalities quizzes, the MBTI quiz. Just gonna say that now. I'll edit that or whatever. You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than by factual arguments. I'm not really emotional. Like, I'm emotional, but it depends on the person. You know what I mean? I'll do, like, sorta agree. Your living and working spaces are clean and organized. Very disagree. My literal room right now is so disorganized, and I've been moved in for like a long minute. You stay calm even under a lot of pressure. I'm gonna say I'd sort of agree because it just depends. It really just depends, honestly. You find the idea of networking and promoting yourself to strangers very daunting. Very disagree. Catch me on TikTok post. I'm literally about to post about this podcast. Like, I don't care that much. Like, if I'm in person, I might freak out a little bit. But, like, personally, I throw me out on TikTok. I don't really care. You prioritize and plan tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline. Very disagree. Well, I'll do, like, somewhat disagree. Because, I mean, if I, like, editing videos, I'm pretty good at. But if you're, like, take out the trash, that's gonna take me a minute. That's gonna take me a very long minute. People's stories and emotions speak louder to you than numbers or data. I'm gonna say sort of agree because, like, if someone tells me a story, like, say my friend Sydney tells me, she's gonna be on this pod. If my brother or my friend Sydney tell me a story, then of course I'm gonna be like, oh my goodness, yes, tell me your story. I believe you're right, or whatever, whatnot. But sometimes, like, data and numbers is like, bro, the world is not flat. Like, you know what I mean? Not about to start that, but, like, you guys understand what I'm talking about. You like to use organizing tools? Like, no. You like using organizing tools like schedules and lists? Frick no. There's no shot. I do everything. It's 11:35. I am going to be doing the most random thing. It's 11:35 p.m. Like, what? Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge. Very fuck, I already fucked up. Very agree. You feel comfortable just walking up? No, I do not. I am introverted as frick. I can't. Like, the idea of, like, go. Even people I know, like, if I'm at work and my friends are like, oh, go talk to that person in person, I don't want to. Please don't make me. Please do not make me do this. You're not too interested in discussions about varied interpretations of creative works. Very disagree. I am so interested in people. Tell me your story. Tell me everything. Not people. Like, fan fictions? Like, fan art? Count me in. I love that shit. You prioritize facts over people's feelings when determining a course of action. I'm going to say sort of agree because, again, I like facts over people. Because if I'm arguing with a random person, bro, don't get me started. But also, this test really is, like, with, like, middle ground. Because if I'm talking to a friend, of course, I'm going to be like, oh, your feelings come first. But with strangers, I'm like, facts. You know what I mean? So I'll do, like, sort of agree. You often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all? Yes. The other day, me and my friend Sydney, again, she's going to be on this pod. We literally stopped a recording in the middle of it just to go and get insomnia cookies. I have photo proof. It was really good. You really worry about making a... I'm illiterate. You really worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet. I'm going to say I disagree. See, this rarely thing, I hate when they put rarely because I don't get it. It's like, I'm going to say I very disagree because I do worry about whether I make a good impression. I try my hardest. You enjoy participating in team-based activities? No. Don't even get me started. You enjoy experimenting. Oh my goodness. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know speak well. You enjoy experimenting with new and untested approaches. I'll say somewhat agree. You prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest. I'll do sort of disagree. Because, again, I don't give a fuck. I really don't, guys. Wait, am I allowed to curse? We'll never know. You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge areas to explore. I haven't already done this test, but I did this test on my friend, and she was also, like, giving me input. I'm going to say somewhat agree, because it's not like I'm over here going outside. No, but I'll say somewhat agree. You're prone to worrying that things will take a turn for, take a turn for the worse. Fuck yeah. Frick yeah. Very agree. You enjoy solitary hobbies or activities more than group ones. I'll say somewhat agree, because I like going out with my friends, but... Okay, they're probably not talking about my friends. You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living. Very disagree. I have a AO3. Don't even get me started. You favor efficiency in decisions, even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects. I'll say somewhat agree. You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax. I'll say somewhat disagree because it really depends. Again, if I gotta edit a video, but yeah. In disagreements, you prioritize proving your point over preserving the feelings of others. I'll do somewhat agree. I hate how it sometimes, like, restates a question, but just says it again, basically. It's like, hello, what do I look to you? Wait, hold on. Thirsty. usually wait for others to introduce themselves first at social gatherings. I very agree. Pretty sure every friend I've ever met, they introduced me first. Or, like, they came up to me first. There's no shit I'm walking up to you. That's why I feel like I feel like I could be, like, quote-unquote known on the internet. Because I feel like if people come up to me, I'm like, oh, my God, hi, hello. But if I had to go up to, like a person I really like, I'd be like, I have no idea how to talk to you. Your mood can change very quickly. Yeah. The quickest yes. You're not easily swayed by emotional arguments. I'll say sort of agree. Sorry. You often end up doing things at the last possible moment. Agree. You enjoy debating ethical dilemmas. I don't like debating. I'm not good at... My therapist told me I wasn't very good at... like, not in, like, a meet. She wasn't like, you're fucking stupid. But she was like, you... Knowing you, you don't like having arguments unless you, like, actually need one. So I'm gonna, like, sort of agree. We're halfway there. We're at 50%. Oh, my goodness. There's, like, 100 questions. You usually prefer to be around others than on your own. See, this is what I mean. I do enjoy being an introvert. I do enjoy being by myself. But some days, I'm like, wait. Do you guys want to hang? So I'll be, like, 50-50. You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical. Honestly, no. Honestly, give me theories. It's just a theory of game theory. Like, give it to me. So I'll be like, I'll sort of disagree with it. Because it really depends, again. When facts and feelings conflict, you usually find yourself following your heart. I do sort of agree. Again, why do they change the question and then give it to you again? You find it challenging to maintain a consistent work or study schedule. Very agree. I have ADHD. You rarely second guess the choices that you have made. Very disagree. I always second guess. Your friends describe you as lively and outgoing. I've been told this is a very agree. I've been told. You are drawn to various forms of creative expression, such as writing. Very degree. I mean, when I'm getting my very degree, I very much agree. You usually base your choices on objective facts rather than emotional impressions. I'm gonna do sort of agree because I agree with that. Oh, you like to have a to-do list for each day. Disagree. I need to get to-do lists. You rarely feel insecure. Very much disagree. I'm always insecure. Actually, I don't know. I've kind of grown out of being insecure. I feel like I'm very insecure about, like, things that I like more than I am about, like, things that I do, if that makes any sense. It probably doesn't. You avoid making phone calls. Very much agree. I love texting. Love sending memes. You enjoy exploring unfamiliar ideas and viewpoints. I'll say somewhat agree. Not the biggest fan. You can easily connect with people you have just met. Very much disagree. I don't know. I'll do somewhat because it really depends. If your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get on track as soon as possible. Very disagree. I want to hang out with my friends, but the second they're like, oh, something happened, can't hang out, I'm in bed. I'm playing Overwatch and Valorant. I'm going to bed. You're still bothered by the mistakes that you made a long time ago. I'll do sort of agree. I feel like that's with everyone where you're like up at night like, I didn't flush the toilet that one time. You know what I mean? Like, you're not too interested in discussing theories on what the world could look like in the future. Very much disagree. I love a good theory. Comment down below some theories. Your emotions can control you more than you control them. I do somewhat agree. When making decisions, you focus more on how the affected people might feel than on what is most logical or efficient. I'll do 50-50 again, because, again, I don't know. Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized and consistent efforts. With the job I have, which is kind of perfect for me, I very much agree. When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it takes for them to feel disappointed in you. Very agree. You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time. Very much agree. You believe that pondering abstract physiological questions is a waste of time. Very much disagree. Again, give me theories. You feel more drawn to busy, bustling atmospheres than a quiet, intimate places. I'm going to go 50-50 on this because when I'm by, like, here in my own apartment, it's quiet. It's so quiet. My cat is quiet. She's asleep on my lap right now. Meow, meow, meow. But when I'm at work, I love moving. Move me. Make me move. Let me talk to people. Move me. Get me out of there. I work in customer service. So I'll do 50-50. If a decision feels right to you, you often act on it without needing further proof. Somewhat agree. It really depends on the decision. Because if it's like, do I need to buy this thing? I'm going to think about it. But if it's like, do I want a sweet treat? I'm getting that sweet treat no matter what. I'm getting that sweet treat. You often feel overwhelmed. Very much agree. You complete things methodically without skipping over any steps. I really didn't get this one. I'll do sort of disagree. You prefer tasks that require you to come up with creative solutions rather than follow concrete steps. Very much agree. You are more likely to rely on emotional intuition than logical reasoning when making a choice. I'll do 50-50. Okay, it depends. You struggle with deadlines. Very much agree. You feel confident that things will work out for you. I'll do 50-50. My gender. I don't have a gender. Oops. Other logician. I can't say that. I don't know how to say that. Okay, Slay. INTP. I will say when I did this test, like maybe a year or two ago, I was ISTPT. So I guess something changed. I don't know. Logicians are innovative and inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Jesus Christ, why couldn't I say any of that? I'm 72% introverted. My friend got 61% extroverted, which is really funny. Introverted individuals tend to prefer fewer yet deep and meaningful social interactions and often feel drawn to calmer environments. Yes, I love it. I love it. I'm intuitive. Intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. Serve. 54% thinking. Thinking individuals focus on objectivity and rationality, often dismissing emotions in favor of logic. They tend to see effectiveness as more important than social harmony. 94% prospecting. Prospecting individuals are very good at improvising, adapting to opportunities. They tend to be flexible, non-conformist who value novelty above stability. These are really big words. Also, that's crazy. 6% judging. 88% turbulent. Turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionist, and eager to improve. Real. Slay. INTP. What is INTPA versus INTP? Assertive. Oh, that's just different. Okay. Let's see. INTPT. INTPT compatibility. Wait, I think my bitch, hold on, let me see. I took this test with my friend. I want to see if we're compatible. Are we compatible? All right, let's see, log in. ENFP. All right, let me see if there's a list. Oh, here's a list. Oh, sorry. Okay, so she is ENFP. ENFP, and I am INTP. INTP, INTP. Oh my god, Slay! It's got a good choice. We're serving. Oh my goodness. Wait, celebrities. Y'all didn't see me. Celebrities. Oh my god. Alright. Let's see. Okay. Give me a list. Or don't give me a list. Hold on. Famous INTPs. Okay. Abraham Lincoln. Holy shit. Albert Einstein, Charles Darwin, Immanuel Kant. Okay, okay. Marie Curie? Hello? Who the fuck is that? James Madison. Let's see. Give me. Founder of Wikipedia. Okay. Okay, where is... Jesse Eisenberg? Sigourney Weaver? No shit! No shit! I got it! Hold on! Oh my god! Dude, okay, so this is actually so funny. Me and my friend and my brother, we recently rewatched the Alien series, and we love Sigourney Weaver so much. I love Sigourney. Sigourney Weaver, please hit me up. I love you so much. That is crazy. Oh my god, I'm gonna flex that everywhere. I love, dude, I'm gonna freak the fuck out. I fucking love Sigourney Weaver. Oh my god, Tina Fey. Love Tina. Come on, find me some more people. I gotta find more. Is there any? Hold on, let me find. Ooh, I could do other tests. We'll do that in a minute. Epic list, is that? Come on, give me people. Oh, here we go, okay. Let's see. Abraham Lincoln, a 30s. Oh my god, MIA? Let's see. Tina Fey. Elliot Page? Pookie? Elliot Page, what are you doing here? We have, I don't know any of these people. Sigourney Weaver, Tina Fey, Dustin Hoffman, Kate Moss, Ben Stein, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Wait, how the fuck are they? Oh, they're twins. Kristen Stewart, lesbian. Sheldon Cooper, Yoda, and Hermione Grey. That's me. That's literally me. What the fuck? Gandalf, Bruce Banner, Ian Malcolm, Yoda, Velma Dinkley, Eugene. I'm out of here. The Ninth Doctor? The Ninth Doctor. Oh, Haymitch. I'm Haymitch. George McFly. Okay, purr. Her, oh my god, I'm flexing that for fucking ever. Let's do some tests. Personal growth? I don't want no personal growth. Career? No. Let's do, what kind of Disney princess am I? Let's do one of those. I want the official Disney. I want the BuzzFeed. Okay. I gotta yawn. I'm yawning so much. I'm so sorry. It's really late. Okay. Let's see. What is my favorite Disney movie? Okay. We have The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Robin Hood, Aristocats, The Lion King, The Love Bug, Freaky Friday is a Disney movie? The Sword and the Stone, Lady and the Tramp, and The Black Cauldron. Out of all of these, I'm going to say The Hunchback of Notre Dame, because I love the song, the soundtrack to that. Your enemies are probably envious of your, my industriousness, my looks, I don't have enemies, my determination, my dreams, my wealth, my bravery, my demeanor, and my passions. I'm going to say I don't have enemies, because if I had enemies, I would know. If I do have enemies, and if you're out there, hit me up. Hit me up, let's fight. Not really. I can't fight. What are you most scared of? Saying goodbye to friends, losing my job, pop quizzes, I'm not in high school, global warming, scissors, I'm a lesbian, corporations, war, being alone, staying still. I probably say saying goodbye to my friends, because I recently had to do that, and that's sad. But hey, life goes on. What do you look for in a soulmate? Loyalty, steadfastness, passion, bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, a sense of adventure, wealth. Bitch, I'm gonna say humor. I love a funny woman. I love a funny person. I love be funny. Choose an animal to talk to. I almost said walk to. Get me out of here. Walk to. A phoenix. Sorry. A bluebird, a mouse, a meerkat, a warthog. Animals can't talk. You're a loser. Cockatoo, shark, opossum. I'm going to say a shark because of my shark tattoo. Because I love sharks. What do you like to do with your off time? Go camping, just get out of town, get together with my family, lie around. I'm always working! Play video games, burn the candle at both ends, LARP, go to the beach. I would say I'm always working, but I'm going to say play video games because I love video games. What is the secret to true love? Humor, understanding, I'll know when I find it. Faith, compassion, acceptance, communication, chemistry, equality. I'm going to say understanding. That's it. Where would you like to have a first date? Movie theater, bar, club, park, zoo, coffee shop, restaurant. I don't have time to date or museum. I would say a coffee shop because I love coffee. Especially without whole milk because I'll shit my pants. Pick a singer. Lord, Willow Smith, Miley Cyrus, Christina Aguilera, Miles Davis, Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Bruno Mars, and Lana Del Rey. I don't know. Let's see. I'm gonna say Mariah. No. I'm gonna say Bruno Mars. Because Bruno Mars kind of eats up. What is your happily ever after? Having good friends, finding my equal, achieving my dreams. Having a job I love. Being in a caring relationship, living in a mansion, finding inner peace, I'm not sure yet. Traveling, I'm gonna say I'm not sure yet. I'm Ariel. You're a dreamer who's always thinking of the next big step in your life. Some may think you have set your sights too high, but your friends know you're capable of owning anything. Purr. What other ones can I do? Let's see. Where's quiz party trivia? I'm literally yawning so much. I'm so sorry. Okay. I don't want to do a quiz. I want to see what kind of person I am. Let's see. Ooh, I'll do like, what aesthetic am I? What aesthetic am I? What is your inner soul aesthetic? I don't know. Okay. God, so many answers. How would your friends describe you to someone you've never met? I'll be honest. Okay. Creative, playful, confident, simple, friendly, serious. I'm going to say playful. I'm goofy. I'm fun. Which of these do you value most in your life? Memories, freedom, fame, kindness, individuality, and friendship. I'll say memories. I love good memory. Which of the following is your ideal date location? Art museum, park, arcade, theme park, rooftop, movie theater. I'll say a park. I love good park. Which of these movie genres is your favorite? Romance, horror, fantasy, coming of age, comedy, animated Disney. I'm going to say comedy. Actually, no, I'm going to say fantasy, because that's just fun. I haven't seen a movie in forever, actually. Which of these would you rather be complimented on? My personality, my cooking, my intelligence, my style, my taste in music, my humor. I'm going to say my humor, because I'm funny. I'm yawning. Which of these art pieces speak to you the most? I really like this one. For those watching, you know what I'm talking. For those listening, it looks like you are tripping on mushrooms. Which of these music genres do you enjoy the most? Oh, shit. I'm going to say pop. There's folk, hip-hop, pop, rock, classical, indie. I love all music, but I'm going to say pop. Which of these gifts would you be touched to receive? A tin of baked goods, a plane ticket, a personalized scavenger hunt, ooh, a signed copy of your favorite book, a bouquet of your favorite flowers, a new luxury car. I really need a luxury car, but I'm gonna say a tin of baked goods. I love food. Which of these images make you feel most at home? Probably the video game one. Which of these supernatural creatures would you rather be? A fairy, a dragon, a vampire, a mermaid, a zombie, an alien? I'm gonna say a fairy. She was a fairy. Which of these characteristics do you find most annoying in other people? Being boring, being impatient, being ignorant, being dependent, being a follower, being defensive. I'm gonna say being dependent. Girl, be independent. Be whoever you want to be, queen. What is your favorite kind of weather? Ooh, I'm gonna say snow. I love snow. If you could live in any of these places, which one would you pick? An abandoned castle taken over by plants. Okay, I'm gonna say that. I don't even need to say anything else. I love plants. I love a good plant. If you were a cookie flavor, which one would you be? Chocolate chip, strawberry jam, red velvet, confetti, snickerdoodle, oatmeal, raisin. I'm gonna say chocolate chip. I'm a chocolate chip girly for life. And finally, if you were living in a movie, what character would you want to be? The protagonist, the villain, the funny best friend, the love interest, the sarcastic older sibling, the mentor. I actually want to yap about this one real quick. The other day, we were listening to Zero Base One's new song. I don't remember the name of it, but it was so good and reminded me that if I were in a movie, I would 100%, I'd be the like side character that got hurt in a way, so they took them on a trip and they're just silent looking out the window the whole time. Like, I would eat that up. I would eat that up. So I'm gonna say the love interest, because I would love to be the love interest, because retrocore. Guys, am I giving retrocore? Catfish, you gotta stop moving. Honestly, I see that. I could give retrocore. Me? This is me giving retrocore. I don't know. I do love 90s songs. I've been listening to Chaka Khan. That's it. It's basically, I don't know. Let's see if I can find another one. She's defrosting. I don't ever go on fucking BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed is trash. BuzzFeed quizzes. Why is Sabrina Carpenter here? Okay, hello. I'm sorry, but only elder millennials and Gen Xers will be able to pass this 80s kids quiz. Lock in. We gotta lock in and show these people wrong. Okay. What brand of candy did E.T. eat in E.T. the Extraterrestrial? What the fuck? M&M's? I'm awful. Oh, shit. Which singer had a perfume marketed for tweens and teens called Electric Youth? Wasn't it Janet Jackson? Who the fuck is Debbie Gibson? I'm gonna get someone. I'm so sorry, guys. What Madonna music video is this scene from? Like a virgin? Material Girl. I fucking knew that. What the fuck? In the 1988 presidential election, who ran as George H.W. Bush's running mate? Wasn't it Bob? It's Bob or Dan. I'll say Dan. Guys, I'm too good. What popular Milton Bradley game is called what? Oh, Simon Says. Not fucking stupid. In 1985, which NFL team released a song called the Super Bowl Shuffle? Green Bay Packers? Oh, the Chicago Bears! What? What music? Oh, this is fucking Take Me On by Aha. Yeah, you thought. You fucking thought you could throw me away with this one. That's like the best music video. What was the name of this popular snack pie made by Hostess? Is it pudding pies? Yeah, lock in. What Nickelodeon show is this? What the fuck is Mr. Wizard's World? Captain Science Lab? Is Mr. Wizard's World? Yeah, y'all are psychotic. MathNet was a segment that ran as a part of what PBS show? Brainbusters? What the fuck is going on? Guys, I'm not doing too good. In the Goonies, where... I forgot that was the fucking thing. Where did the gang find the treasure map? I'll do a cave by the beach. Oh, God. Guys, I'm not doing too good. This is... Wait. Which Michael Jackson music video is this scene from? Oh, fuck. I don't know. Smooth Criminal? It was Beat It! I should have... Oh, my God. Guys, I'm stupid. What? Here, let's do a different quiz because I feel like I'm failing too hard and I'm Gen Z and I feel bad. Let's see. Choose between these Halloween movies and I'll give you a fall activity to try. I'll make a video. Whatever fall activity it gives me, I'll make a video. Let's begin. Choose a movie. Hocus Pocus or Halloween? Oh, no. I love both of them. I'm going to go with Halloween because I've only seen Hocus Pocus. No. I'm going to go with Halloween because I like Halloween. I've never seen the other Hocus Pocus. I've only seen the first one. Choose another Halloween town. Choose another. Oh, the Addams Family. Duh. Choose again. Fright Night or Edward Scissorhands? Edward Scissorhands. And again, Poltergeist or Night of the Living Dead. I've only seen Night of the Living Dead. I personally prefer Coraline, but it's your choice. I actually don't like Coraline. Between it, I'll say Coraline. The Exorcist or Hubie Halloween. I haven't seen either of these, but I'll do The Exorcist because I think it's cooler. Sleepy Hollow or Ghostbusters? Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. When good ghouls go bad, The Crow. I've only seen The Crow. Beetlejuice or Monster House? Beetlejuice, but Monster House is really good. Frankie Weenie or Corpse Bride? Corpse Bride. Scooby-Doo or Goosebumps? Scooby-Doo. Walk through a corn maze? I love corn mazes. There's a haunted corn maze somewhere in Buford, Georgia, and I want to go. But I'm a pussy, and I'm too scared to do it by myself. Like, it's not on right now, but it's going to start in, like the end of September. I'm thinking about going. That would be so fun. What? I want to do more Halloween stuff. I love Halloween. I do want to release a Halloween pod, so be careful. That might be coming. Anya Taylor-Joy said she wanted to play Elsa in a live-action Frozen. Who else would you cast? Oh my god, I'm on the way. I fucking love Frozen. I had a cardboard cutout of Elsa. Elsa and Honey Marin are dating. You don't know who Honey Marin is, but I do. Elsa's gay. Alright, we'll lock in. First, cast Elsa. Oh! Okay, Anya Taylor-Joy because of the bone structure would eat, but I want to say Dove Cameron because I love Dove Cameron. Jenna Ortega would be a really good Honey Marin. Also, Jenna Ortega, hit me up, please. I'll do Anya Taylor-Joy because I feel like Zendaya would eat it up though, but I don't want Zendaya to go blonde. Not in a mean way, I love her hair. She's eating. She's serving cunt right now. So I'll do Anya Taylor-Joy. Ooh, other people said Duff Cameron. Cast Anna. Sabrina Carpenter. Ooh, Florence Pugh, Olivia Rodrigo, Millie Bobby Brown, and Lana. Is Lana Condor from The Summer I Turned Pretty? Or, like, The Kissing? I don't remember. I don't know these people. Florence Pugh was really good in, Black Widow. So good. She was really good in Hawkeye. She's been doing so good. I've been wanting to watch, Summer something. I actually don't want to watch that. It's kind of scary. I'm going to say Sabrina Carpenter because I'm scared of Millie Bobby Brown. Wow, everyone said Millie Bobby. You know what? Millie Bobby Brown would eat up that face. But I just said Sabrina Carpenter because I love Sabrina Carpenter. Cast Olaf. Now, who put Kevin Hart on here? Is it because he's short? He would eat it up, though. He would eat up. Like, if this live-action Elsa, Frozen, Elsa, if this live-action was, like, rated PG-13, That would be hilarious. But they probably do, like, The Voice. So I'm going to say Adam Devine. I'm going to say him. Oh, other people. Slay. Cass Hans. It's got to be someone that you don't want to like. Not in a mean way. I feel like one of Charles Melton, Cole Sprouse, or Timothée Chalamet would eat. I'll say Cole Sprouse. No, I'll say Charles Melton because that'd be funny. A little funny. A little bitty funny. Cass Kristoff? Oh, but Jordan Fisher would have eaten the songs. He would eat the songs up. But Caleb McLaughlin would also do the really good songs. I don't know. I'll do Jordan Fisher because I kind of love Jordan Fisher. Only 3% said Caleb McLaughlin? I keep saying McLaughlin. So sorry. Tuukka Wesselton! Okay, I'm going to do the end of the video. Duke of Wisconsin. That'd be funny as fuck. Cash Grandpappy. Ooh. I'm going to do Morgan Freeman because that voice would eat. Cass and Oaken. Hello. I'm going to do Jeff Goldblum because he would eat that roll up. I'm not even going to lie. Everyone said Will Ferrell. Casa Bolda. Oh, Queen Latifah. Don't ask me twice. I love Queen Talifa. Queen Talifa. Cast King Agnar. Pedro Pascal. Hugh Jackman. Those two would eat. I'm going to say Pedro because he would eat that up. He would eat that up. And Queen Aduna. Idina Menzel has to play her. I wish it was the real, Rachel Ziegler? Rachel McAdams? I don't remember whoever it is, but she needs to play her. But I'll do Indina Menzel because she's also a dog. But Slay, oh my goodness, I want more. Give me more. Give me more to do. Okay. Musical people, I could tell if you were a band, choir, or theater kid based on your Taylor Swift choices. I'm not going to say what I am because I'm scared of the internet, but I'll do it. Okay. Pick a song. Getaway Car, Holy Ground, The Way I Loved You. I actually don't like Taylor Swift. I'm a Swiftie hater, I'm sorry. Her songs are good, but her actions are not. Uh-huh. Getaway Car. Guilty of Sin, Begin Again, I don't know any of these. I'll pick random, Begin Again. Coronelia Street, 7, Love Story, duh. This Love, Mad Woman, Don't You? I do This Love. Paper Rings, Sad, Beautiful, Tragic, But Daddy, I Love Him. I'll do Paper Rings. Stage of Grace, Ready For It, Snow on the Beach, it's featuring Lana Del Rey, so I love it. Sparks Fly, Shoulda Said No, Is It Over Now? I'll do Shoulda Said No. This Is Why I Can't Have Nice Things, The Moment I Knew, I Know Places, The Moment I Knew. Happiness, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, Change. I'm going to do Happiness. The Torture Post Department, You Need to Calm Down. Coney Island featuring The National. I'll do The Torture Post Department. Dorothea, So It Goes, The Last Time. It So Goes. Oh, it got it. I was a band kid. I played the trumpet, the French horn, the mellophone, piano, I know guitar and ukulele. Yeah. 8. I'm going to do more. Give me more. Ow, 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 ow. I can't just scratch the fuck out of my foot. Let's do which Disney Channel original movie. Watch Disney Channel original movies and we'll review where you should go. Alright. My next vacation. What movie are you choosing first? High School Musical, Cadet Kelly, Radio Rebel, Halloween Town? Probably Radio Rebel. No, I'm Radio Rebel. What movie is next? Camp Rock, Cowbells, Smart House, The Luck of the Irish, Camp Rock. Loud, what are you going to choose next? Lemonade Mouth, Cheetah Girls, Color of Friendship, Wendy Wu. The color of friendship is when they have the, like, color of friendship Isn't it like they like, yeah, where she like, in 1977, two girls from opposite sides of the world come to live together, changing each other's lives. Yeah. Okay. I've seen that. I like that one. I'll do Lemonade Mouth. Wizard Waverly Place, the movie. My Date with the President's Daughter, Teen Beach Movie, or Twitches. I'm picking Teen Beach Movie because I know every song. And I love Teen Beach Movie as a kid. I do now. What movie are you ending the evening with? Read and Weep, Stuck in the Suburbs, Princess Protection Program, Pixel Perfect. Oh my God, Princess Protection Program? I haven't watched that movie in forever. New York City? I've already been. I do want to go again, though. I want to go again. My last time was great. I had a great time. Except I got my period in the middle on my birthday. So I cried at a Little Italy on, like, North Street or whatever it's called. Fun moment. Fun little moments. Let's see. I have hair on my fucking mic. Let's see. I don't know. Ooh, it's time we settle which Halloween candy is the GOAT. I think it's the Reese's Cups. But we'll see. Let's do this. Okay. Alright, so original M&M's or Starburst? I'm a chocolate girly, so I'm gonna go M&M's. Kit Kat Skittles? Kit Kat? Love chocolate. Love Kit Kat bars. Crunch Bar or Nerds? Crunch Bar. If it was a Nerd Gummy Cluster, no, Nerd Gummy Clusters are so good. Peanut M&M's or Sour Patch Kids? I don't like nuts, which is ironic. I'm gonna choose Sour Patch Kids. Reese's or Sweet Tarts? Gonna do Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I don't like Sweet Tarts. Butterfinger or Lemonhead Lemon Candy? Butterfinger. Butterfingers are really good. I haven't had one in forever, but they're so good. Ooh, Reese's Pieces or Double Bubble? Reese's Pieces are really good. I'll do Reese's Pieces. Okay. Hershey's or Twizzlers? Hershey's. Twizzlers are gross. And licorice? Disgusting. Cracker? Dum-dums. What do I look to you? An idiot? Dum-dums. Baby Ruth or Tootsie Pops? Tootsie Pops. Never had a Baby Ruth. Maybe I'd like it. Milky Way or Airheads? Milky Way. Snickers or Jolly Ranchers? Jolly Ranchers. I don't like nuts. Milk Duds or Dots? Milk Duds. Duh. God, this is a really long list. Hershey Kisses or Sour Bite Crawlers? I'll do Hershey Kisses. Love Hershey Kisses. Three Musketeers, Blow Pops, Blow Pops. I've never had a Three Musketeers, though. I do want to try one. Almond Joy, Hot Tamales. Oh, I don't like either of these. I'll say Almond Joy because I do like almonds. York Peppermint Patties or Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops? Oh, no. These two are... Oh. I have too much chocolate. I'll do Tootsie Caramel Apple Pops. We had those at Walmart the other day. Whoppers or Sweetest Fish? Sweetest Fish had a really good gum, but I'm going to say Whoppers. M&M's or Kit Kat? Kit Kats. Period. Crunch Bar or Sour Patch Kids? Crunch Bar. I don't like sour stuff. It hurts my teeth. Reese's Cup or Butterfinger? Reese's Cup. That was actually tough. Reese's Pieces or Hershey Chocolate Bar? I'm going to say Chocolate Bar. Dum Dums or Tootsie Pops? Oh no! I'm gonna say Tootsie Pops. Milky Way or Jolly Ranchers? Jolly Ranchers. The other day I got a bag of Jolly Ranchers and it was all watermelon. Like two or three blue razzes and there was all watermelon. I was so mad. Hershey Kisses instead of Milk Duds. Blow Pops or Almond Joy? Blow Pops. Caramel Apple Pops or Whoppers? Caramel Apple Pops. That's such a funny thing to say. Apple Pops. Apple Pops. Kit Kat, Crunch Bar, Kit Kat. Even though those are kind of the same thing. Reese's or Chocolate Bar? Oh, no. I'm going to say Chocolate Bar. I know. That was very controversial. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Tootsie Pops instead of Jolly Ranchers. Hershey Kisses or Blow Pops? Hershey Kisses. Caramel Apple Pops or Kit Kat? Kit Kat. Hershey Kisses or Tootsie Pops? Jocko Bar. Oh my goodness. Hershey Kisses or Kit Kat? Oh no, I'm stuck because I love both. See, sometimes Hershey Kisses is too much chocolate. But with Kit Kat, it's like a Whopper. I'm going to say Kit Kat. That was so controversial. I'm so sorry, guys. Hershey Kisses or Kit Kat? Kit Kat. Period! Kit Kat bar is too good. Oh my goodness. Wait, they have more showdown ones? Should I do one more? I'm almost running out of time. We'll do more. We'll see. What is my biggest ick? I don't know. What is my biggest ick? What is my biggest ick? I want to do an entire podcast where I just talk like that. All right, let's see. What's my biggest ick? Obsessed with our star sign or uses Mapple apps wherever? These aren't really icks. Because I'm okay with people being obsessed with their star sign. I'll do using Apple Maps. I love... Wait, I didn't mean to do that! Wait. Oh, this is my biggest icks. Wait. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I got it right. Sorry. Big ego or dry texture? Probably big ego. I'm sorry. I don't really care that much. Dirty fingernails or can't parallel park? Probably dirty fingernails because I can't parallel park. Tries to be physically right off the rip. Doesn't know how to... Trying to be physical right off the rip is wild. That's insane. Do you even know my name? What's my birthday? What's my favorite color? Refers to himself in third person or doesn't brush with their tongue? I'm going to do doesn't brush with their tongue because I loved... Danny doesn't want to do that. Has no hobbies. Peter Pan syndrome. Oh, Peter Pan syndrome. Grow up. bad breath. Double and triple tech. Bad breath. You love text. Text me all you want, babe. Overshares on social media. Takes the booth at the booth and chair. That's not really out. Overshare on social media. I don't really get on social media anymore. Like, truly, I'm never on. Takes all photos with the pouty lip. Post thirst traps that get no views. That's me. I post thirst traps that get no views. That's not really bad. That's funny. Walks ahead of you everywhere, keeps a messy room. Walks ahead of you everywhere, because I have a messy room. Talks to you and talks in baby voice to you. Terrible taste music. Probably terrible taste in music. No, talks baby voice, because I love all music. Nothing's terrible. Sneezes while covering their mouth. Doesn't change their bed sheets. Hot take. When are you supposed to change your bed sheets? Because I have had mine for like 2 months. Anyway, pick me personality, follows to me Instagram, follows to me, well, pick me personality because I follow to me Instagram. Laughs at their own jokes because their channels, okay, I laugh at my own jokes, so we're going to do that. Okay, uses Apple Map wherever they go, big ego. Dirty fingernails, tries to be physical right at the rip. Ooh. Tries to be physical. Dirty finger. I have dirty fingernails, but there's nothing you can clean them. Peter Pan syndrome is crazy. Bad breath. Overshadows bad breath. Takes photos. Walks you. I do pouty lips. Talks in a baby voice. Sneezes without covering. Talks in a baby voice. Because when I sneeze, I'm like, ah. You know? Pick me personality, pick me personality. Big ego, tries to be physical. Learn my name first. Peter Pan syndrome, bad breath. Ooh. Bad breath. I feel like bad breath is just normal. It's like, do you brush your teeth? Do you need to go to the doctor? Talks in a baby voice. That's kind of weird. It's getting weird. Pick me personality, tries to be physical at the rip. I don't really care if you pick me, just don't do that to me. Bad breath, tries to be physical at the rib. My biggest ick. 4%? Y'all are horny. Y'all are really, really horny, huh? Y'all are some horny hoes. Y'all are horny as hell, huh? Alright, well, that's all the time I have for this one. I didn't want to go over an hour, maybe 45 minutes. I don't want to bore y'all too long. But I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. Comment down below anything I can change up. Like, if you'd rather just have this up or something, or if you rather have my screen, or if you don't want my face. I don't know. I don't. You might be creative. But yeah, thank you for watching. Let me know some other topics you want me to yap about. Love yapping. World's biggest yapper. But yeah, I don't know when I'm gonna release these. I'm hoping I can at least make them a month and post it, so I'm, you know, up with the trends. You know, I want to add some segments in, make it long, have some guests over, yada yada, blah blah blah. But yeah, so I'm gonna go to bed now because I yawned like 50 times during this. But yeah, bye. Bye.